3M tape time on Vikings game plan with Pete Bursich, analyst for the Vikings Radio Network. As you've heard a million times on this show, the Dallas Cowboys have won 10 consecutive games, and the winning streak has been predicated mostly on an outstanding, explosive offense featuring Ezekiel Elliott, the outstanding rookie running back from Ohio State. We're going to see him, and we're also going to see a Dallas Cowboys defense that had some significant problems against Washington. Overall, what do you think?
When you look at the quarterback, Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott, it's Elliott that makes this offense go. It's the ability to be explosive in the running game, screen game, short passing game that he provides that adds another dimension to this offense that makes it as good as it is.
Let's take a look at these boys, beginning with the aforementioned rookie running back from Ohio State.
All right, one of the things that you're going to see throughout all of this, especially with the Dallas Cowboys, is that they're going to have a lot of misdirection. By misdirection, I mean start one way and go back the other. In this case, you're going to have the tight end who's going to roll himself back inside to block. That allows these offensive linemen to just take it downhill, wall off one way, make the linebacker step back in, and he'll miss the tackle. Point here is if you don't get who you're supposed to get, you'll see the defensive end. Because Prescott is pretty mobile, he's kind of nowhere, no man's land. He needs to be either straight down or up the field for the bootleg.
And that's Will Compton.
Yeah.
He
look at the tight end, it doesn't even block anybody. There's no one even there to block. He totally misses his guy. They have a free guy.
Look at all that.
And what you'll see down the field is the pass blocking down the field. And that's what Dallas Cowboys wide receivers are providing as well. We'll get a better look at this from the end zone. And you'll see Compton reads the play, and as soon as he sees cross or counter motion, he'll step, but he just can't get there in time to make the play. And you're just not going to take Elliott down.
That's tight end
by the legs.
Witten.
Exactly right. He doesn't even have anyone to block.
Yep.
Compton stays square, has a good read. He gets himself in there.
Wow.
But because there's too much room from the defensive end, he'll miss that leg tackle. And if you miss a leg tackle on this young man, he's going to get down the field. So again, good blocking downfield by the wide receivers too. So
tight end Gavin Escobar.
The whole offense is bought in, Paul, with this running game. And they're really, really excited every week. So now you see what is a tight formation. You have one, two, three tight ends and a wide receiver.
Yep.
And the wide receiver comes back in. This is going to show you defensively how you have to read your keys. You have to believe what you see and read your keys. Right now you're getting a DB who's really a nickel. He just sees the run play. He doesn't see this guard pull. And you have to believe your keys. The linebackers all need to see the guards pull because that takes you to the football play.
Yeah.
And they do a nice job. And now all of a sudden they're getting on the edge and getting outside. But don't overlook the block of the tight end right here on Kerrigan. Kerrigan, this is a good, solid defensive end. But their tight ends are able to not necessarily destroy Kerrigan, but tie him up where he can't get back outside. And now you got Ezekiel Elliott in space. And, Paul, he is explosive and he is good in space. And what I like also about him is that when he gets downfield, he's not breaking down. He's all about moving the chains. Again, we go back to reading your keys. You have a situation here, Dallas Cowboys, they move the tight end again. They like to play games with this tight end. And you have two Cincinnati defenders that are Key and Witten. Witten will work to the flat. Both these guys will work their way outside. So this is a definite mental error by Cincinnati. But what you're going to see is what happens if one guy just misses. You have two guys here in the wrong spot. And you let him two guys at the angle,
he
is gone. So Elliott,
look at him.
Even though he's explosive in the first 5 or 10 yards, when you let him open up, he can get to that second level. That is what's made this offense go. Dak Prescott's doing a good job of managing the game, but it's the wheels of Ezekiel Elliott. Here, we fake the jet sweep.
Lucky Whitehead.
Come over here. Now, we will see this play. This is the screen. We've struggled with screens all year. We will see something similar to this. And the problem you have now is you've got a block here on this Pittsburgh Steeler, and you have three offensive linemen and not a whole lot of black and yellow in front of them. But watch Elliott after he catches the pass, Paul. He's downhill, and he's not breaking down. He takes one step, and these guys all think they have the angle. Well, you know what? They don't. This right there is a perfect example of what this offense is all about,
so
and why it's so explosive.
And fast.
Exactly right. And it's a rare combination. You don't see it a lot, which is why he's worthy of a first-round draft pick, no question. Getting back to the passing game from Washington.
This is the Dallas Cowboys defense granted in victory over Washington on Thanksgiving Day, allowed more than 500 yards to a Redskins offense led by Kirk Cousins, threw for nearly 450. Dallas had zero sacks and zero picks. So there is hope. Let's look.
And that's on 52 passing attempts. And so what you're seeing, Dallas bring the safety down, and they're bringing five because they just can't get pressure with a four-man rush. And this is going to open up a few things for our offense. And exactly, and it opens it up for Washington. But Cousins is smart. He gets in the line of scrimmage. He sees the one-on-one on the outside, throws a quick route. Not a whole lot here. That's a rally and breakup. But you're going to see as we get further on down what it does. He's going to use these short passes to open up deeper passes. Mm-hmm. And, again, this is something that we had mentioned in our last game against Detroit. Again, the safety walks down. He's going to blitz off the end. So they're lacking in coverage a little bit because they have to send five men out there. Now, again, the corner here, now he squats this time instead of just throwing and breaking up, and you get a turn and catch, and you get another 15, 20 yards at the end of the play. So this is what we have to do with guys like Diggs on the outside, guys with a lot of speed. You're going to see another pressure again. And I say pressure because it's going to end up being five guys that go. So you have the safety coming in the linebacker. You're getting a cover two look over here. So you have a squatted corner. He walls the inside, and then you have a deep half safety. And what these receivers are able to do is get into this void that sits right here in cover two.
Very nice.
Cousins is good enough to make that play. But the corner down here, he's just squatting too much.
Yep.
He has to be deeper and rally. Second and about five, so he's cognizant of these sticks down here. Doesn't want to let the short route go, but we're getting inside the safeties. So if there's a weakness back here to this Dallas Cowboy defense, it's getting underneath the safeties. Because that's he's right there to make the tackle, but that's a good throw, and we should be able to get those kinds of throws.
So Dallas is not great rushing the quarterback, right?
They are not great rushing the quarterback.
Especially with four men.
Exactly. So we're seeing cases here, another four-man rush. One thing, Cousins, very well protected. But you see the same look right here at the bottom. This cover two, linebacker walls inside. He's midpointing between this short route and this deep area here. So this guy will have, again, this void, this area right here between the corner and the safety. And this is the other safety on the other side. Wide open again. Bam. Great throw. Just over the fingertips of the corner. Great catch. Bam. An easy 15, 20 yards. So this is what Washington did to get all those yards against the Dallas Cowboy defense.
Yeah.
So just Elliott's going to run the ball, Paul. He's going to move the chains. He's a hell of a good player. You just have to contain him and make sure he doesn't break a 15, 20-yarder into 80 or 100. Not the big scores, especially on screens, because they're going to get him the ball in space. Offensively, just don't turn it over. Be consistent. Take your shots when you get there, and you'll be able to put some points on this Dallas offense.
A fair amount of that Washington action we saw involved tight end Vernon Davis, who's had a fantastic season. Kyle Rudolph was our guest earlier on Vikings Game Plan, Color Rush Edition. Are you putting Kyle in a big game tonight?
I think Kyle's going to be in a situation where he can be, but don't. If we get Diggs back and he's playing well, you have him, Thielen, you have a lot of talent to be able to exploit this cover two that we might see quite a bit of.